Hi, my name's Nicole, and I'm a fake fan.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, my name's Calvin, and I'm a fake fan.
Hi, Calvin.
Hi, my name's Tristan. I'm a fake fan. The only movies I've seen are the Disney George of the Jungle duology.
Hi, Tristan.
George, say ape strong. Apes together strong.
But today we watched The Cameraman. I forget what year that was. Tristan, you want to look that up? Because you're our big boy with the trivia.
1928.
So this is the silent era, because if I remember correctly, Jazz Singer, when was Jazz Singer?
27. So right at the beginning of the silent era. Like right at the beginning.
Buster Keaton is still literally grinding away at the silent movie.
Grinding forward, not back, baby. You can only grind forward.
The Cameraman. Classic Buster Keaton role. Tristan, you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, it's just like me. It's about Buster Keaton, and he's one of those, back before everybody had their phones, and they could always take pictures and post it on Instagram with a filter. Buster Keaton's one of those little people on the street that's like taking pictures for 10 cents. Then he meets a girl, and that's when everything changes, baby. He meets a girl and wants to get a job where she works so he can be close to her. At MGM News, and hijinks ensues, and Buster Keaton goes and does all these wacky things with the camera and with the lady, and gets caught in a Chinatown war, loses the footage, meets a monkey. He ends up getting a job and the girl, so yay!
And the monk.
And the monkey! He gets the monkey! A new best friend.
This is very emblematic of a lot of other Buster Keaton, as well as Charlie Chaplin roles, where you're very sympathetic for him. You know, he's got the heart of gold, even if he doesn't have all the riches in the world. He's not showy whenever bad things happen to him. He eats them up and keeps going forward and gets no praise for it. Until the very end, when the woman realizes he has a heart of gold and takes him back.
So it's almost just like me. I just don't got the woman yet. Sally at MGM, please call me back.
It's because you don't have a monkey yet, Tristan.
Damn it, I gotta get Will.
Oh my god. The monk.
Let's go around and see who's the fake fan. Nicole, are you a fake fan?
Yes, I'm a fake fan. I don't watch that much silent movies, or that many silent movies, because I just choose to spend my time watching other movies.
And a lot of them aren't even well-preserved, so...
Yeah, that's what the crazy thing is like, a lot of the ones that you see are literally pieced together by pieces of film that people find.
But you did like Georges Méliès films, just for context.
Oh, yeah, because they're pretty, you know. I mean, then there's Technicolor, you know. It's just kind of like my motive. Colors. That's all I want.
I am a fake fan. I even have a book of Buster Keaton somewhere over there on that table. Yet, I can say I haven't even seen, I don't even know if I've seen any of Buster Keaton's films, honestly. I don't know. I think I may have seen one where there's like rocks falling down a hill and these rocks are actually made out of like styrofoam and paint or something like that, but they look like real boulders. That's the only scene I remember. That could have just been a scene. I probably didn't even see the full movie, but yep. So I'm a fake fan of this whole era and of Buster Keaton. Tristan, are you a fake fan?
I am. I think you gave your Buster Keaton book to me.
I was just going to say.
That's,
I was like,
that's right.
Yeah, I have the Buster Keaton book now, which is funny because I am a fake fan of Buster Keaton. Because I've been like, I'll talk about this in the next episode, but I like to talk about how much I love Charlie Chaplin, even though I've only seen like two of his movies. Buster Keaton, I've seen less of. I've seen The General, like in high school, and that's it. So when you handed me the book, I'm like, oh, Buster Keaton, he's rad. I've only seen one of his movies. So yes, I'm a fake fan of Buster Keaton.
And I seem to have passed the baton of fake fanery, because I had the book and I hadn't seen any of his movies.
You passed the shame onto me. I killed the monk.
Oh, no.
And now we're here to end this vicious cycle.
I wonder if there's a picture of the monk in that book.
I'm going to check that as soon as I get home.
Where's the monk?
Where's the monk?
In the glossary, just looking for the monk.
to explain the joke for the audience, there is a monkey in this movie. Steals the show. One of my favorite characters I've ever seen. Love him to bits. You'll love it too when you watch the movie. It's our favorite scene. Our favorite scene. Tristan, is it your favorite scene too?
Bro, I was crying. It's not like everybody loves monkeys, but it's the fact that the monkey was introduced by Buster Keaton running and then like crushing the monkey,
like,
and
full
you
body
think the monkey
slam.
Is fucking dead. Like, it just cuts to the monkey and it's just face down and not moving. I couldn't stop laughing.
Okay, so we ended up watching, we watched this on the Criterion Collection app or website, and they have a commentary version of it. I don't know who did the commentary
It was the monkey.
It was the monk.
I think it was some guy who was involved with archiving the film.
Okay. Yeah, like he helped. Okay. Well, so we wanted to like know more about that scene, so we just fast-forwarded that part. And they didn't use a stand-in monkey or like a stand-in prop. Like he said that they fell like near it. So it looks like they fell on top of him.
Well, thank God the monk, because this was before like animal safety,
like pre-code
and stuff. Okay, yeah, because I was like, they totally would have killed that fucking monkey if they wanted to. Like, yeah, Buster, just lay that monkey out.
So I thought it was just like a doll. No, it's like the monkey actually getting like kind of knocked down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if you fell, like, the people at home can't see what I'm doing, but like if you fall and use your arms as like a little cove for little, I don't know, but yeah, I was so worried that that monkey was actually crushed in, like,
no,
real
I
life.
Thought it was like a doll, cause it, or like a model.
That's for all the fake fans out there to fight over whether or not it was a doll or not. That's more incentive for you to watch this movie and join us in the comments below.
But the
Tell
commentator
us.
Said it wasn't one.
Well, the commentator was just involved with like archiving, so I don't know if he actually knows any more than we do, even.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know.
Pray for monkey, dude. Pray for monkey.
Wait, Tristan, didn't you say that monkey has a named credit?
Yeah, it was Josephine the monkey.
Yay, Josephine.
Yeah, Josephine. She lived until 1978.
Whoa.
No, I don't know. Oh. I don't know.
Okay, well, Jesus.
Look it up. You won't.
Jesus Christ. I'm guessing we are all in agreement that we liked the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
What did you like about it, Nicole?
I liked that I could actually get through it. I say this every... I mean, maybe because it's, like, a little iconic, too, so that's why it's good, and that's why it's at the status that it is. But it's one of those movies where if you just keep with it, it is really, really good. Like, once you get the full circle. Because there's a lot of little, like, joke implants at the beginning that become repetitive and make it more funny.
And, like, silent movies can seem daunting before you start watching them. Because, you know, they're silent. Like, how could this movie without dialogue, you know, recorded dialogue, keep me interested, Tristan?
Which is so funny, because I took a class on film theory, and we're, like, reading essays from this time, and everybody's like, how can cinema survive if there's sound? It, like, that's going to bring me back to reality. These movies are going to be off. I'm like, shut the fuck up. These same people are like, movies with color? What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Well, I think, too, what's interesting about silent films is that, like, they know they're silent. So all the stuff that they do is stepped up. Like, you don't have super... Like, you might have intimate scenes, but they're not, like, heavy dialogue intimate scenes. Like, everything is moving constantly. And I think once you kind of get in tune with that pacing, it's enjoyable.
There's a lot to love about silent movies because, number one, like you said, like, because they know that they can't communicate a bunch of information by talking your ear off, like, I don't know, the Post or something like that, because they know that they can't do that, they craft a film around what they can do, which is, you know, having these hilarious fight scenes in the middle of the street or having these hilarious scenes in the gymnasium where they're trying to just change clothes for like 15 minutes and they're struggling, and like they're doing a lot of stuff that they know their limits and they're doing everything they can to keep you interested. And if you think about it, just like watching this back in the time, 1928, and you're in this theater and you're all just laughing your ass off watching Buster Keaton do these gags. Like it's descended from like theater and vaudeville. Like this is just hilarious stuff, and they really do their job. I really like it. What do you think, Tristan?
I got six letters for you, monkey. Yeah, no, I liked it. I did think it was really funny. I do have these because, you know, I've studied film and I've got Marvel brain, so it's like things got to move fast. There are these things in silent movies that sometimes they go in like tangents that I don't hate them. Like, for example, the baseball scene in this. I was like, okay, what does this have to do with? Yeah, like bits. Like, I was like, what does this have to do with? Any? Why is he here? What's he doing? Oh, okay, the scene's going to keep going. Oh, okay. Sure. Like, I don't hate it, but I'm also like, time is money. Let's move this along. Let's keep going. But no, I thought it was charming. The monkey the monkey elevated this movie like 50%. Like, it just increased the quality so much. I was literally crying laughing during the monkey scene. And then the fact that the monkey stuck around and the monkey saved the day, I was like, okay. This is why it's in the Criterion Collection.
I can't agree more. Just a great movie. And yeah, that animal is not there just for a gag. That animal serves a real role in the story. They make it really rewarding. That'll do it for today. Be sure to watch your classic early films in history because they are great. And we all found it funny and enjoyable and entertaining. Mm-hmm. Tristan, you want to give us our send-off?
Thanks for coming to this meeting. Oh, no. We don't have snacks today, you guys. I can't think of a bit, so we don't have snacks today. I'm sorry. Goodbye.